Yesterday, Winks made a triumphant return to Royal Randwick. It was Winks almost at her absolute best, Jimmy.
Yeah.
It was just fantastic to be there. And Chris Waller's on the line to join us this morning. Chris, good morning. And was that a relief yesterday to see her back and back in such emphatic style?
Good morning, and hell yes, it certainly was.
What can I ask, Chris, the emotion that we get from you after a run from Winks like that, where does that come from? What is that about? Is it about the relief that you feel? Is it the exceptional performance that we have? The pressure that you're under? Is it a combination of all those things?
Yeah, combination of everything. It's very hard to describe, but it doesn't just start a week before. It starts, I guess, when a horse has just won a Cox Plate or like a grand final, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Your horse is a little bit different to a team of players where she's an individual. She's got one trainer, one jockey and one set of owners. And yeah, you do share some of the responsibility, but each of our parts are quite important. If someone has an off game in the grand final, you can still get away with it. It's not ideal. Mm. But with Winks, when there's that much expectation, Huey can't do anything wrong. I can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Because if it happens that way, then we don't win and you just feel you're letting the team down. Mm. So, or letting down all your followers that have just followed her for the past few seasons. They've been pretty spoilt. Most sporting teams fans go through a few losses.
three years now, Chris, just about.
So. But it's like every game's now a grand final. So, hard to quantify, hard to explain, but yeah, there's a lot of pressure. And it's a privilege, but it only hits you in the face when you do win a race, when you do see how amazing she is. And I don't see that at home. I don't see that at training. We see it race day, just like you guys do. And that's what it makes it so amazing.
Mm. Something you said on Thursday morning at the press conference after track work, Chris, which stuck in the back of my mind, you said everything had gone to plan with her. You seem very relaxed about Winks going into Saturday. So too did Huey Bowman. Was that because she wasn't playing up at the barriers? She seemed relaxed herself. What was that vibe you were getting from her?
I think, again, the combination of everything, but also that we've been in this position for a few years now, and it's like I'm becoming a senior coach where you've been through all the scenarios, you've been through all the bad days, the bad games with other horses or other teams, and now you've got this amazing team in Winks that fires well. You know how to train her, you know what works, and if you keep doing that and it works well, you become a little bit more relaxed.
Mm. Can I just ask about the performance itself of Winks? With due respect to the opposition she was up against yesterday, has she ever been better than that, Chris?
She's been worse. She was a very weak's probably not the right word, but she's not the imposing horse and the horse of now. She's a very strong horse, and with that comes that attitude that becomes more relaxed and confident, and she's like a teenager that's gone into her adult years and now in the dominant time of her adulthood. So she's, as I said, I don't know if she's ever been better, and that's something that we may never find out how good she ever was until she is in for that ultimate fight. Yes, we've seen her scrape home by small wins, but there's always been things against you. One day, if you saw the perfect race where they rolled along at like a dead set track record breaking time, with her still being in a comfort zone and then being there at the finish, she might just do anything.
Yeah.
That's easier said than done.
Yeah, Chris, how's she pulled up this morning, and the plan still next now for the George Ryder Stakes on Slipper Day?
She's pulled up well. Last night she was in the, what we've got, it's an ice bath, salt water. where they can walk in it up to their waist, and she spent about 20 minutes in that, and that sort of blocks out any aches or pains. And then this morning she'll be in it again. So you don't really give them a chance to show you that they haven't pulled up well, other than later in the week, just making sure she's her normal self, nice and bright, because in fact, all of the horses that got off the truck yesterday, Winks, and even horses that didn't win, get the same treatment. And I think that was pretty powerful for me yesterday, just being able to display all the good reasons with sport, or our sport at the moment, and even on a welfare side, how much we really do look after our horses and how much they mean to us, whether they're Winks or whether they're a young horse just entering the stable for a first day.
Mm. Hughie Bowman made mention of the fact that I think 4 of the 5 runs last preparation were on hard grounds.
Yeah.
The bit of cut in the ground yesterday seemed to suit her. There might be a little bit of cut at Royal Ascot. Does it help?
You knew it was coming, Chris.
Does it help you make a decision around that, or does it further inform a decision around that, Chris?
I think it's seasonal, Jimmy, to be fair.
Right.
This time of the year is a great time of the year for growing conditions, in my opinion, because you get these heavy dews at night. There's less extremes. Yeah, we still get hot days, but the hours of darkness is longer, so that's good for where it doesn't dry out as much. And a bit of rain at the start of the week was just natural rain. And we had a really dry winter and spring, and I think that was more to the point. She was still winning, but as Huey said, not quite as dominant. And not just that, horses just roll on really firm tracks like the road, and they're hard to peg back.
Mm-hmm. That's it. We saw that in the spring, didn't we, Chris? With a lot of sprint races, leaders just almost impossible to run down.
Yeah.
Chris, a couple other horses, if we could. Yes, I know you're in a hurry. Zusane, I thought, was good, left in front in the Skyline. Fiesta, I thought, was excellent.
I'll tell you how the day unfolded, Ray. Mm. Hugh Bowman went forward on Zusane, probably rightly so, but he wasn't my favourite jockey. The next race, Fiesta loomed up to win after being 3 wide with no cover. And she's a bonny little filly and tries her heart out. Who beats us but Hugh Bowman? Thank God Hugh was at his very best, not just on the day, but also for me on week. So, yeah, the others all went pretty well, especially the two that you named. Very hard with Zusane to press on to a golden slipper, which was shattering for the owners because he was beaten half a length with circumstances against us, and the winner will go into the slipper and run very well. So I doubt we'll get there, but don't forget that name. He's a shining light in my stable, and Fiesta will proceed through to the golden slipper.
Yeah, and Egg Tart, I thought Egg Tart's performance was, they were all eyes on Egg Tart, and she responded.
Yeah, the proper egg was back yesterday, and she's in for really good prep, and I'd be having a little bit on her and the Doncaster if you wanted to take the good odds and you didn't extend yourself this early in the campaign. So she really pleased me yesterday. And she's exactly the same. She found those tracks in the spring and summer a little bit hard for her.
$21 in the Doncaster Mile Market at tab.com.au. I want to ask you, Chris, Darren Flindell, after the call, mentioned that they have Bowman, Waller and Winks have now waltzed into immortality. And Malcolm Johnson says a really good thing when he says in 100 years from now, when they're talking about the greatest horse of all time, Kingston Town's name will be mentioned and I will be mentioned as his jockey. You'll be mentioned now in 100 years' time as Winx's trainer, as a student of the history of this sport. How does that sit with you?
Absolute privilege. There's no other words. And if I sat down and watched her win, someone said that to me, I'd just burst into tears because, the sport means so much to me. And there's a lot of things mentioned yesterday. I thought Ronnie Duffy's was one of the best about the Mardi Gras being on. There's only one queen in town tonight. A lot of special things were said about a very special horse.
Yeah, it was a great day yesterday, Chris. Great to see you back in such brilliant form. And certainly those people who were at Randwick yesterday were privileged to see Winx at her best. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning, and let's hope the Winx show just rolls on through the autumn.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for following. I really appreciate it.